Hello and welcome to the Slow Evolution Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Engelhardt, and this is the place for all things health and well-being for the busy mom of today. So grab a cup of tea and get ready to be inspired.
Hello and welcome to today's exciting episode where we will be talking about how to prioritize your health while building a business as a mom. And today I'm joined by a fellow mom to two young kids, former Pilates instructor that is in the process of building an empire with her all-natural real food bars called Naturally Clean Eats that she launched in 2017. Please welcome Jessica Luengo. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So great to have you here all the way from California.
Yes, I feel like I'm in Zurich with you right now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm personally so inspired by amazing stories of fellow moms that have a vision and go after it. I think this is really wonderful. So to begin with, do you mind sharing a little bit of your story?
Not at all. So I started making these bars out of my kitchen when I was pregnant with my first child. She'll be seven in April. So mm-hmm. It was about 7 years ago. And I felt this really big disconnect between clean eating and the snack bars that were available on the shelves. And I was hypersensitive, as you always are when you are pregnant. Mm. So I couldn't even, you know, sometimes we kind of make excuses or grab something and just to eat it, you know, and I couldn't do that when I was pregnant because I couldn't digest the things that I used to be able to handle. And so I started making my own snack bars out of the kitchen, and I would keep them raw and I would just wrap them up and I would bring them into the studio. And so I would eat them in between clients and I would give them away to clients because I would make so many. And everybody loved them and everybody always told me like, oh, I love this flavor, or I wish you made one with blueberries, or can you make one that's nut free? And so I would just kind of play around with the recipes, and it was never going to be a business. I loved my Pilates studio and my clients, and I was just doing this out of my desire to really help them live a more healthy lifestyle outside of exercise. And I wanted to give them more like convenience foods because everybody was busy just like me, and everybody was trying to juggle work and motherhood and, you know, building their business and whatever else they were doing. And so after I had my second child, he was probably about 15 months at the time, I was starting to prepare to either move the studio closer to my house or create like some kind of new health and wellness thing. I was thinking like, oh, I'll do a fitness app because, you know, so I didn't take clients. I didn't just take anybody. It was only referrals. So I was it was a very private studio, and there were a lot of people that wanted to come in that I just couldn't accommodate because I worked very little because of my kids. And so I was like, oh, maybe I'll do a Pilates app. Maybe I'll come up with something that people can do on the go, you know, an exercise, you know, piece of apparatus. And I was eating a bar thinking about it, and a client walked in and said, you know, you should really make these bars actually, because that's the biggest like takeaway that I've ever, like, she's like, I love Pilates and I love training with you. She's like, but I really come for the bars. Like, I love these bars. She's like, I would buy all of them if they were in the stores. Like, they're the only things that I want to eat and the only things I want to give my kids. And so I thought about it like for a while, and I just thought like, oh gosh, do I really want to enter that category? It's so crowded. And I started doing some research, and I found that there were literally no plant-based food bars that were clean. Like, and by that I mean like there were no flavors added, there were no protein powders added, and there was no like weird syrups like brown rice syrup or tapioca syrup or,
oh, I know,
of course, you know, lecithin or all that stuff. Like, that just didn't really work for what I wanted to put into my body. And so I basically just started, I started looking into it, and I asked a family friend who was, had been in the food business for a long time, not in bars, but in something else. Mm-hmm. And he kind of guided me as far as finding a co-packer and finding, you know, what's normal, like cost-wise, pricing-wise. And so for me, without him, I probably would not have done it because I wouldn't have felt comfortable like spending money or taking money from anybody, you know, without like, this is a good price or like, cause the minimums, I mean, I was at a really small mom and pop co-packer and their minimums were only 5,000 per SKU, but it's still really expensive. And when you're not producing that many, you know, your price per bar is very expensive because as your volumes go up, that's how you're able to kind of have more of a flexible price point. And so I thought, well, I'll sell these bars for $3.99 and that will help, that will like still give me a margin and I'll be able to produce them. And if I want to sell them to like a high-end hotel or health food store, you know, I'm able to do that. And so I made the minimum run and I had my best friend do my website. And I created the packaging with her, and because she's very good at graphics and putting everything into computer sense. I'm very visual, but really hard for me to get my vision down on paper in like a customer viewing type of way. I'm just like very abstract, but I know what I want, but it's really hard for me. So anyway, I contracted her and had her do the packaging, and we launched end of June 2017. I still had my Pilates studio, and it was going to be like a really just selling online, like on the website, through the website. And then a major food market in LA contacted me, Air One Market. Mm-hmm. And I went in there for a meeting the day I launched the bars, and we got in. So it was really shocking. I can't believe that that happened. And it's all from a client whose brother-in-law helps, you know, like he's a head developer on these stores. And so he knew the owner, and it just ended up being amazing and very organic. And so I got into that store, and I also got into Omni Hotels and Resorts because a friend of mine ran the retail department for them. Mm-hmm. And she saw when I posted on a social media outlet that I was coming out with these bars, and she told me, you got to fly out here and meet with corporate and all this stuff. And so, and I had no idea what I was doing, but, and I told her that I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And she's like, I don't care. Anything that you make is amazing and you need to come out here and pitch them. And
oh, so this is really amazing.
Yeah. And so I did. And so I got in, and so I got into Omni Hotels and Resorts, and I got into Air One, and I was working those two accounts and getting into these amazing places in LA, like Alfred Coffee and some other like really well-known places. And I just, it started taking up my whole life. And so between that and juggling two really small kids, my kids were 18 months and 3.5 at the time.
Oh my God.
And so, yeah, it was definitely a juggle, and I just couldn't do that plus the studio. So I ended up closing the Pilates studio quicker than I anticipated because I just had to see what this company could grow to, you know?
Of course,
And in my mind, I always thought, you know, my goal always was with my work was helping people live a healthier, more balanced life and teaching them that you don't have to work out for 3 hours a day, and you don't have to go on all these crazy diets. And, you know, you just have to learn about food, and you have to move your body, and you have to eat so that you feel good and healthy, and you can sleep and walk and run and play with your kids and, you know,
exactly
all that stuff. And people are just so extreme now, and there's just no sense of balance sometimes. Yeah,
I completely agree. And I also think that, you know, we have forgotten, you know, over time how to listen to our bodies. I think healthy lifestyle is really all about listening to your to your body and recognizing and realizing what's good for your body, you know, whether it's food, whether it's workout, whether it's rest, how much sleep, and, you know, just the list goes on and on and on.
Yes. Yeah. And it's, I totally agree. And I think that there's also this sense of, you know, of like, nobody under, like, no, everybody's waiting for someone else to tell them what to do.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
They're like, tell me how to eat. Tell me how to work out. Tell me how to do this. Like, tell me how to lose weight. And it's difficult because someone who's always used to someone telling them what to do doesn't know what to do when they're by themselves. Like, they order the worst thing on the menu, or they don't know, they freak out about going out to dinner, or, you know, it's taking away that fear of food or that fear of not being able to work out one day is such a life changer for some people.
I agree. But I also think that, you know, for a lot of people, you know, healthy lifestyle means really this, they have this all or nothing mentality. It's like, yes. You know, either yes. It needs to be 100% or forget about it. Like, there is nothing in between. And I think this is like the wrong type of mentality.
Yeah.
Because, you know, life happens, you know, you're at the party or with your girls out or whatever. I mean, of course you're going to enjoy something a little bit unhealthy, but the important part is that, you know, the next day you're going to get up, or by the next meal or whatever, you're going to focus again on the right thing, you know, the things that are making you feel your best and give you the energy and so on.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And I think too, like, everything that's happening with food, you know, diets and these, you know, keto and Atkins and like all these different type of things, people are eating that way because they feel like it's healthier, but they're not understanding what they're eating. And if we go back to the way our grandparents used to eat and just eating real food and pasta that they made from like three ingredients and, you know, things that don't have a zillion ingredients and you can't pronounce them, but you're like, oh, but it has 10 calories. So I'm going to eat it because it's going to fill that need, but not make me fat. It's just such a complete wrong way of thinking because you're just destroying the inside of your body, you know?
Yes. Completely agree. Completely agree. Yeah. I always like to like advise my clients and so on, go for foods without nutrition labels, you know, lot of like vegetables and a lot of like real food, you know.
I completely agree with you. You know, when I launched the bars, you know, people were, this is like still 2017 was still in that carb. Everyone was afraid of carbs and everybody damn them, and nobody really understood sugar, and they didn't really care if there was a lot of sugar or sugar alcohol because there were little carbs, and, you know, people were afraid of fat. And so it's just, it's such a different way of thinking, okay, now we're getting into this era of, okay, what are omega-3s, what are omega-6s, what are antioxidants and, you know, healthy fat, and what's going to make us not want to eat every hour? Like, how are we going to get full? It's through fiber and low sugar and just like real food.
Exactly. And I think we're slowly starting to understand, you know, the negative effect of sugar and also just being aware that sugar is really everywhere, basically.
Yeah. So no, I completely agree.
Yeah. But being a mom on its own is a lot to juggle, especially if you know, such young kids. But actually starting and building a business at the same time is on a complete other level. So being so busy, how do you make the time for self-care and just prioritizing your own health? Is there like an aspect that is non-negotiable when it comes to living healthy for you?
Yeah, I definitely take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour to myself every day. And it's usually either before the kids wake up, I'll go downstairs and do a little workout. And again, it's not very long sometimes. Sometimes it's honestly like 15, 20 minutes, but it's just a moment for myself to, and that could be anything. It could be yoga, it could be Pilates, it could be you know, going outside and going on a quick walk or a quick jog, something to kind of get my head a little bit not thinking about work or the kids or any stress that might be going on. It just kind of gives me that sense of connecting to my body and what, you know, listening to, like getting out of my head for a second. And so that's very helpful for me. So it's anything from doing that really early in the morning to right when I drop the kids off. Of course, it depends on my day. Sometimes I go straight into a meeting once I drop the kids. And then, you know, I mean, I would say just little things. My husband and I have a date night every Friday night. It keeps me feeling very connected to him and it keeps our relationship alive. You know, we've been together for 15 years. So that's really important to me and that's non-negotiable. And the kids actually get excited because the babysitter comes and they get to order pizza and it's like, you know, it's exciting because it's Friday, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think for me too, like having kids and starting this company, I think like making sure that you take, you know, you set boundaries with yourself. When I first started the business, I was getting invited to everything and I thought I had to go to everything. And so I was out sometimes like four nights a week, which was crazy, and just networking. And I think that's so important. But I think as you start getting down the road, you figure out, okay, this is a good networking event that I should go to that's worth missing, tucking my kids into bed. And this is one that's not. And making sure that it's really for you. I was asked to speak on a panel, but the panel was about, which is very nice and it's very flattering, but the panel was about influencer marketing and how I was paying influencers to market my product. But I don't do that. So they asked me and I was like, oh, sure. And then I started reading it and I was like, oh, wait, I'm like the wrong person to do this because I don't pay influencers to talk about the bars. And that, while that very well is like a really big business and a lot of companies do that, I just choose to spend the money elsewhere. And for me, like I would rather, you know, have bars be in a big conference like Goop versus, you know, pay someone to do one story about it. That's not, I mean, it's, again, it's appreciative, but it's not like something that I'm willing to pay thousands of dollars for.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think too, there's like this authenticity about the brand and people post about it and talk about it because truly they like it. And if I'll send it to a celebrity or to a influencer, I will never say you need to post about this ever.
Like
it's more of a, hey, I know that you have kids. I feel like you would love these. Thanks for giving them a try. And then, you know, and if someone reaches out and says, do you want blah, blah, blah to post about them? I say only if they really like them, but they don't have to. It's more, you know, for them just to try them. And honestly, like for me, it is nice to have people, you know, confirm, especially in public, that they like love your product. I mean, nothing makes me more proud.
Of course.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I'm all about like, okay, but is that turning into people going out and buying them? Is that turning into people ordering them online? Like what is that converting to? And that to me is like always like, I feel like I would buy a product if I could test it first. It's really, there's like only like a couple people that I would actually buy things because they're talking about it on their social media. And it's usually because I'll buy it because I know that they're not being paid for it.
Right.
That's why I'll buy it. But if I know if it says like sponsored by or this is an ad buy, it just automatically turns me off. And I don't, that's just a personal opinion, but I like products that like are very authentic. And so that's something that I've always, I don't think it's a bad business at all. I think it's such a thriving, amazing business. And it's allowed so many moms to like be able to work out of their house and build this huge community. But it's just something that we don't pay for.
Exactly. And I also feel, I mean, I completely agree with you. And I also feel that, you know, in the reality that we're living in today, you find less and less and less of that, you know, authentic way. And I mean, I completely agree with you. Much rather, you know, be at a conference or really people tasting your bars and you know, having that experience rather than, you know, somebody talking about it without right. having even tried them, you right. know, at the end right. of the day.
Right. It's so
yeah.
true.
Yeah. But this whole process of juggling like motherhood, entrepreneurship and, mm-hmm. you know, your own well-being and health, just mm-hmm. how important has it been and still is to surround yourself with, you know, supportive and positive people?
Oh, it's everything. I mean, I don't think that I would be able to do it, honestly, without mm-hmm. people around me. I have so many great supportive girlfriends and just friends in general, family friends and people who, you know, are just, they're out there checking the stores for me. I mean, that's so amazing. That's so, people who even follow me on Instagram that I've never met before are out there posting about them. And, oh, I asked for them because they weren't in here. Or I requested you at this store. And that's just, it's so incredible. So without, honestly, without the community, it would not be a brand. And so, and I would not be able to do the stuff, you know, that I'm
of
able
course,
to do.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
You know, and my husband and I both work out of the house, which is wonderful, but we're both all over the place. So,
yeah.
Like, okay, you pick up the kids. Okay, I'm going to drop off the kids. Okay. like all week. And, you know, I have a work dinner. Okay, I have a thing, you know, so it's just, we always try to lay out our week before so we know, like, what the other person has. And then, yeah, I mean, I think it's actually really, it's good. Like, it's tough, but, and, you know, you never want to miss anything. But I think, too, for the kids to see both of us working and, like, seeing that balance in the household is really, it really, like, I think it, like, inspires the kids, too, even though they're young. But they know, you know, they know that mom's out getting, you know, putting bars on the shelf.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's just also for the kids so inspiring to see you going after or creating something, you know, and being passionate and going after it and, you know, making it bigger and in more stores. And I saw now that you're also in Target. I mean, is it Trader Joe's or?
Oh, I wish.
Not Trader Joe's. Which one was it?
Trader Joe's is on the list for sure, but Whole Foods.
Oh, there you go. Whole Foods. Yeah. Whole Foods.
Yeah, we launched in the SoCal region. So I'm hoping to get, you know, a couple more regions available in both Whole Foods and Target. But it's just been such an amazing opportunity. They're definitely testing to see how the bars are going to sell. And we won the local program for Whole Foods.
Oh, that's so awesome. So inspiring. I love that. And that, you know, for the kids, although they're so young, to witness yeah. that, I mean, this is amazing. You know, you can't really give them a better education than that if you think about it. Like, you know, inspiration and just going after their dreams and no yeah. matter what everybody around them is saying, just believing in themselves and doing something and creating something that they're passionate about.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we always try to, you know, let them do whatever sport or activity they want to do and let them try it. And we always say, you know, you're going to fall down or you're not always going to like get what you want or it's not always going to be, you know, you're not always going to win, but you'll win. Like, that one win will make up for it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's good because we kind of bring it into just all aspects of teaching them, you know, and it's good because we also teach them, you know, everybody is always so surprised, like if they come over to my house, they're like, oh, are we allowed to have pizza? Like, do you eat pizza? Wine, like, you know, everybody like thinks that we like live in a treehouse or something, but we don't. I mean, everything is really open. And I feel like because we don't restrict ourselves, we're very aware of what we're eating and when we're eating it. You know, we have tacos once a week and I'll make a pasta on Sunday or, you know, if it, like a glass of wine at night or on the weekends, we'll go out and have brunch and, you know, Bloody Marys with friends and, you know, order a pizza and French fries. Like, just all about that balance and having that kind of awareness, like we're looking forward to this, you know, and we don't gorge on any certain food because we don't need to. Like if we want a cookie tomorrow, we can have it. Like
exactly.
Yeah, there's no limit on that. I just think too with our kids, they know like dessert comes one time a day, and they know that they need to have like fruit or vegetable at every meal, and they know, you know, what things will make their tummies feel good and what things will hurt their tummies.
Exactly.
And we tried to like teach in that way, not like that's a bad food, that's a good food.
Exactly. You can
have that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, I mean, I also personally think that's the way to go about it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, you seem like a very great mom.
Oh, thank you. We know we're all giving just our best.
That's right.
In the whole mess, you know?
I know. It's all about that mom support, like, no matter where you are. And even if you're not a mom, I just think like the female support is just so important. I feel like there's so many amazing people in so many different circles of my life. I just think that I'll always like combine them too and introduce people and connect people, because I think that that's how everything is so great. Like that's how people really thrive and go to their full potential. It's all through connection and networking and being open to it. And
I agree. And yeah. I feel like there is space for every one of us. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people are so scared of, you know, I can't do this or I can't do that or whatever. But I think there is like truly space for each one of us.
Yes, I completely agree.
But I have one last question for you. I know you're a busy entrepreneur mama. So what would be your number one advice for any mom that, you know, is doing it all and doesn't find the time to prioritize her health? Where does she even start?
I think really just writing down like goals for yourself every month or even every week, one thing that you want to do for yourself, whether that's, you know, my body is hurting and I really want to get a massage, or I really want to take an hour and go get a facial, or I want to take this workout class 2 times a week and I'm going to do it after I put the kids to bed, because that's the only time I feel like I have time. Like whatever makes that person feel that sense of relief, you know, it outside their head or outside their home or whatever they're desiring. I think that just writing it down and having a discussion with themselves, like a true discussion on, can I really do this or sustain this? Or I think that that's the biggest thing too, is just finding the time and prioritizing your time. Like if I know my kid has a event on a Friday at 10:30 in the morning, I'll put that in my calendar as an appointment, you know, and knowing in that realm. And that's prioritizing that. Because if I don't, I'll definitely like have something put in that place. And so then you're put in this hard situation where you have to choose. And if you're already choosing what you're going to do, and same with yourself, like you're already choosing, you're going to go to these 2 workout classes every week and you've already paid for them and you've already signed up and it's non-negotiable. It's in your calendar. So, you know, a lot of people will move things around for you if you ask. You know, even this morning I had a situation where I had to get into an appointment, but I have an appointment tomorrow already. And it was like, there was 1 hour in the day that I couldn't go. And of course they offered me that hour. I responded and said, I can move my appointment if you need me to, but is there anything else available? I had this 5-hour window. And they were like, oh yeah, we could put you here. But if I didn't ask and I would just say like, okay, and then I would have to move my other thing, that's not prioritizing what I had already put in my schedule.
Exactly. And
I think that's like a big thing too. You know, you just have to, you really have to do it, because even if you're dreading it, once you do it, whether it's like a workout or a massage, and like sometimes I'll book a massage and be like, oh, I don't know why I booked this. Like I have no time. Like I don't know why I'm laying down for an hour. And then I'll like get out of there and I'm like floating. Like I'm exactly. Like, oh, I'm so much more productive because my head is clear. And so That is so important. So as a mother, I just really strongly, strongly suggest that, you know, you do 1 to 2 things for yourself per week, and then you just kind of up it to 1 thing a day that you really want to do, whether that's like see a girlfriend for a cup of coffee, or, you know, make yourself a cup of coffee by yourself. Like,
exactly,
you know, and that's kind of like your non-negotiable. And my husband and I both have them, and we both know what each other like needs to feel happy and have those, you know, those happy endorphins and feel good. And like, you know, you never want to be like angry around your children. And usually even if you're angry at somebody else, you're really just angry at yourself for something.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's the first step, is taking care of yourself, because then you'll create a better environment for your family.
I completely agree. I always say that, you know, as moms, or, you know, even as women, we can't really pour from an empty cup. You know, if we don't take care of ourselves, how are we supposed to properly take care of the, you know, our kids and our loved ones and the people around us, you know?
Yes, exactly.
But Jessica, thank you so much for taking the time to share your experience and your amazing story. It's very, very much appreciated. And to our audience, thank you so much for listening. And if you want to connect with Jessica, make sure that you're following her on Instagram at Naturally Clean Eats all together, right?
Yes.
Okay. And also check out her webpage at naturallycleaneats.com. And I very much hope that with this episode, we were able to inspire you that no matter how busy you are or what season in your life you find yourself in, there is nothing more important than your own health at the end of the day. And it's really up to you to make time for yourself every single day, even if it's just for 10 minutes.
Thank you so much for listening and for being here. It truly means the world to me. I would love to connect with as many of you as possible. So let's connect on Instagram. You can find me at Slowolution for your daily dose of healthy living inspiration. If you feel inspired by this episode and want to learn more about all things health, well-being, and motherhood, be sure to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. This way, the podcast can reach and inspire even more moms and moms-to-be. And make sure you stay tuned for the many upcoming exciting episodes. Wish you all a lovely week.